And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. Chris and John are here from Cal Star Tackle. We're going to be talking the best rods in the world right here and lots of good stuff. And Chris and John have come bearing an amazing gift, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I always look forward to today. Such a great time talking about my favorite rods on the planet, and a great day. The weather's getting by us. Life is good, man.
Yeah, life is good. Good morning, Chris and John, CalStar Tackle.
Good morning.
Hi, boys.
Good
morning,
to you guys.
Great
just
to be here.
Oh, just fantastic having you guys down. Appreciate you coming down. How's the rod biz these days?
I think it's going good. We have great
feedback. Go ahead and
feedback
step right into that mic.
Great feedback from dealers and customers whenever we see them. We saw a lot of customers most recently at Tackle Days here in early November. So that was fun. But we're getting great feedback, and we're getting better every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not afraid of making an investment in the business and doing right. And John is really killing it. John and his team, absolutely killing it.
Yeah. So since you've taken over, Chris, in John's eyes, what's changed?
Oh, it's a 180 for sure.
Yeah,
it's 180. Just the improvements in the facility itself.
The new facility.
Yes. Yeah. And look, we have epoxy floors, you know,
wow.
And LED lighting throughout.
Wow.
Bathrooms that actually work, and we have new equipment that is state-of-the-art for our type of manufacturing.
Yeah.
It's not automated. We're still hands-on.
Still, every rod is made by hand.
Right, but it's all new or rebuilt to new standards.
Wow.
You know, you can't beat that.
There's no AI running the machine.
No. Still a lot of labor involved. A lot of hands, lot of hands touching rods on multiple blanks on multiple occasions, rods. But it's almost dust-free, too. You know?
Wow. So do you think you're producing a better product today than you were?
We have the ability to produce a better product. And wow. Yes, we do produce a better product. It's more efficient.
More efficient, you know? Yeah. So, Chris, then why are the prices so much lower than they were?
No, I think we adjusted prices to be reasonable to start of the year. And kind of a right in the face of tariffs, right? We held prices. We're going to hold prices. I expect to hold factory prices on factory built rods through next year, just because I don't care, and I just feel like, you know, screw these tariff guys. We're going to for the American made product. We're going to stay where we are.
Yeah, and it's American made. You have no tariff.
Well, we have tariff on components. So inbound components, yes, yeah. we face tariffs. Yeah. And you know, all the suppliers are increasing prices.
Yeah. Well, it's the nature of
carbon fiber, glass, they all want to increase pricing, but yeah. I just look in the face of that and take the opposite move.
Is carbon fiber and glass imported?
Most all carbon fiber is made in Japan or in Asia. But we use USA prepreggers. So the prepreg resin is impregnated here in USA and our glass is made in USA as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Fantastic.
And that's been a big thing for you. And I know that CalStar is a prideful thing. There's a lot of manufacturers and a lot of similar things that get made overseas, and that's something that you guys have really held your hat on at CalStar, that's an American-made product to the best of the ability to be so.
Yep. That's probably why I'm there, is because Pat and I had many conversations about my belief in USA-made product and U.S. jobs and supporting the community, from dealers all the way to guys on the deck fishing, sport boat owners, and just community overall. I care about the sport fishing community and U.S. jobs and American products.
I know. I've shared this story a lot of times. My biggest fear was that, one day when Pat decided to sell and John was done and whatever the scenario was, that somebody was just going to come in and they were going to buy that name, and then those rods were just going to get made overseas, and the lore that our sport fishing industry was built on CalStar rods. It, right. it was. Absolutely. You say what you want, and they're so important to our culture. And everybody knows that name. There's never been a rod name that's as strong as a CalStar, and somebody was going to buy that name, and they were going to make an inferior product overseas, and they were going to slap that label on it, and that's what it's going to be. And that's what the future of CalStar was. And now it's not that. It's better than it's ever been. Yeah. It's really cool.
And John is my...
That was a big fear of mine.
Yeah,
for sure. I could see the writing on the wall.
Right?
There were people coming to the shop over the years that I knew that's what they were going to do.
Yeah.
They got it. You know, I kind of put my foot down and convinced my mom, no, this is not the person.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's lying to you.
Yeah. 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 You held out for the right guy.
Yeah.
That was the right guy was Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. John was pushing for me, I think, for a while there.
Yeah. No
reason.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We had
Leon would be too.
Yeah. For real.
I think Leon would.
Yeah, for sure. So, Chris, when Chris goes fishing, Chris fishes a lot, by the way.
That's why I'm here.
Well, we call it field research. You had to buy CalStar because you had to go do field research, right?
Someone's got to do
it. Yeah, somebody's got to do it. So you do a lot of long-range fishing, a lot of local fishing. You just came back from a trip on the New Loanne.
Yeah.
What was in your quiver as far as tackle goes on that trip?
Well, I bring a lot of rods. I bring a lot of gear. I don't rig them all up, but I do bring a lot. It turns out I fished mostly my 875H, which is my favorite 40-pound rod.
875H.
Yep, 7.5 foot. It's kind of a between a 700 and 800, right? It's a 7.5 foot rod.
That's
Graphiter. Yeah. We make it an H, which is my favorite 40-pound rod. XH is my favorite 50, and double XH I fish with 60 and or 80, but mostly 60-pound on an 875 double XH.
Wow.
Those are some of my favorites. But, yeah, I had from 700 M's all the way up through 775H and 775XH, too, with me on the boat.
On the boat. 700 M, 800 XL, my two favorites.
Yeah,
they're I mean, two totally different opposite types of rods, but there's so many good rods in that series. Yeah. You just told us you landed a close to 100 pound bluefin on that trip on 30 pound.
Yeah, that's
Seaguar
right.
Seaguar Gold. What was that? What was that rod and reel setup?
That was a 700 mh.
700.
Calstar 700 mh. Yeah, and a Torque 25.
Wow.
Narrow, all done by Cal and Eric. But performed perfectly, and yeah, I was surprised. Right, I didn't expect to get that on
a lot of
pounds,
fish,
but I did. Yeah,
yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, how long did it take you?
20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Wow,
yeah.
You pull hard.
How was the bait scenario? You know, that was such a hot button for this year, and then it seemed like things really kind of smoothed out. Like, what was the bait and fishing like on the trip?
No problem with bait.
That's
yeah, I think it was, what was it, July, August, we had some challenges mm-hmm. with bait, and we'd go out with not as much bait as everybody wanted, but very fishable. There was yeah. no issue to any trip, any catching going on. A lot of guys were making great catches on anchovies, mm-hmm. and they reminded everybody that you can still catch a lot of fish on anchovy.
Yeah.
No problem.
In fact, speaking of which, you just came out and went a very, very popular rod at Tackle Day with a new rod exactly for that, right?
Oh, yeah, that GG270-8. That was by popular request here
fun.
On the show, and we've gotten great feedback on that. And since that time, John and I, mostly John, we've been developing some 8, 8.5, and 9-foot rods based along those lines, but maybe more glass. And those are feeling really great. So we've wrapped up more prototypes.
Wow.
We're always prototyping. I'd say there's 5, 6 things going. We have 5 or 6 projects going on all the time.
It's like our favorite thing at the tackle store. You said, yo, Chris, you know, you come fishing a lot. Well, I can confirm that because Chris is down at the store, it feels like all the time, because he's always going on a trip, but it's always the boys' favorite because it's usually Chris and John, and they might be coming down to go do a trip on the New Loan, or they're going fishing on you know, on their Star, whatever they're doing, but they always have a pile of blanks with them, and it's always in the prototyping phase. And, hey, we're thinking about building this kind of rod. What do you think? What do you think? And I know that they're going to all of the key shops, and they're having all the key crew members and all the key captains, and we see it at Fisherman's Landing all the time. We'll be pulling on, and oh, this feels great, and you know what? Renee from the show then will be walking by. Hey, man, come over here, pull on this. What do you think? And it's just it's like the good old days. It's not a bean counter sitting in a room saying we need to build a new 40-pound rod because we think people will buy that. It's not. It's just never that. It's all this research and development and changing things, and you just see the wheels in the Chris and the John turning, and they're watching people pull on a blank, and even if somebody says, oh, I love it, you can see the gears turning in their mind, like, ah, I know you say you love it, but I'm looking at it right now, your hand's up pulling this far forward, I think that this blank could roll back a little bit farther, and then all of a sudden they make another change, and they come back, and they're like, oh my God, you're right, this is even better. The one that we told you was perfect. This is way more perfect.
Yeah.
it's really cool to watch the process.
That is amazing. Well, and fun. I remember Leon used to do that. Leon wasn't a fisherman.
No.
No. But he would ask people about the rod. What did you think of this? What this? He'd ask all the questions and then gather his information and then build the rod based on that information.
All day long, people would show up at the shop and he'd be showing them what we were working on.
Yeah.
And you'd see it all day long.
Yeah.
Cool.
From Yo to...
Especially Yo. Yeah.
Domo. Yeah. Yo a lot. You know. Yep. Even back at Sabre, you know, there was Yo. And a lot of different guys. You know, Mark Wish.
Yep.
Domo. Just fishermen.
Yeah.
You know.
He didn't have to create the pole, as he used to call him. Right?
Yeah, pole.
He had to gather the information so he could create the perfect pole.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was nobody better in the business at transforming what somebody said into a fishing bowl. You know, somebody said it just needs to be a little, it needs to be a little more here and a little bit less there. Nobody could just put, you know, nobody could make that happen.
Yeah.
Like you and Dad.
Yeah. The smoke.
Yeah, totally.
Coming out.
And it's so cool that Chris has joined, and now here's a guy that's actually doing the field research and then bringing that to you and saying this is what we need to do, taking it to the shop like Ricky was saying. There's no other rod manufacturer in existence that has ever or probably will ever do that than CalStar. You're the only ones. And that's how
it
you
should be that way.
That's how you make the perfect rod. Yeah.
And just like we said before, and the commitment to do things the right way. Like, I mean, let's all be real. It'd be way cheaper to have it made overseas. It'd be way cheaper to buy a lesser grade component. It'd be way cheaper to not build 15 versions and spend all this time prototyping on something. You could slap a 40-pound label on it, and the fact that it says CalStar, people would buy it. But that's just not it's not the way they roll.
Yeah.
That's not it. No, that's
So you're going on a December 1st, is it a 12-day?
Yeah,
fly
15
down,
day.
Fly back, right?
Yeah,
fly back.
12-day, 15-day, 12-day fly back.
Fly back. Yep. Okay, what does Chris take on that trip on the Royal Star?
I bring a lot of stuff, but my favorite rods on a trip like that will be a 775H and 775XH. I have several of those, and that would be the rod that... Probably my favorite, Flyline 100-pound, Flyline 130.
That's not, is that what we have here?
No, you have an 800 XXH, which is a fantastic 80-pound rod.
So, okay, 800 XXH. What's the difference between what you were just talking about, the 775XH?
Yeah, the 700, 875, and 800 series built on a lighter frame overall than our Railrod series, which is 770, 7470, 775, 780, all of those. Here we're going to get into this model number discussion again. Whoa. But the 800 XXH is a great 80-pound rod where if you compare that to a 775 XXH, right, that's more of a 130, 150-pound rod.
Okay.
So it's a lighter frame.
Seven and a half foot.
Those are 7.5-footers that I just mentioned. But the 800 XXH that we're giving away today is a fantastic 80-pound rod. People fish it light, 100-pound, fish it 60-pound if you want, but it was like – tailored for 80-pound fly line stealth fishing at Guadalupe, and that's when it got so popular. It's still a very popular model.
Yeah. It's so cool for the things that we've done, especially this year and last year with that big grade yellowfin that's been around that's 60 to 150 pounds, but you're fishing, you know, you're standing up and you're fly lining, you're casting baits. It's a rod that allows you to get the bait away from the boat well, and it's very comfortable to fish with. And when you are laying the rod on the rail, there's a lot of blade that's outboard of the rail that's doing all the lifting of that fish for you. The angle when that fish is, you know, doing his circles and he's coming up to the boat, because you've got a rod that's nice and long, you just don't ever worry about that fish doing his inside circle and rubbing on the inside of the boat. You don't ever have to get out of bending the rod and stick the tip in the water so that it curves under the boat. It's such a great tool.
It's got a nice long foregrip, so you can lay it on the rail.
Yeah. Rail it, no problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, that rod moves up to an aluminum reel seat as opposed to a graphite reel. It's just perfect. I love it. I love that rod so much.
Sean, what's the difference between a graphite reel seat and then this aluminum Alps reel seat that you're putting on here?
I would say strength overall.
Yeah.
You know, although I've only seen a few of those graphite reel seats fail over the years, and but these never fail.
Right.
I've only seen maybe a handful, and it was a defect in the manufacturing of the reel seat. Maybe five over 30 years. Yeah. You know.
But this is not going to fail.
No.
Beyond bulletproof.
Yeah, beyond bulletproof. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today, and look, you what? They've come bearing gifts here. It's like, it must be the holiday season, man.
Well, it's just such a fun show with these two boys in here. So much knowledge to cover and just talking about the greatest rods in the world, and that's CalStar. And we're going to have a great time doing it, and we're going to have a great time with you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call on the fan. We are standing by at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan. Or send us a text. My phone's already been dinging off. There's lots of very techie questions with the boys in here this morning. If you want to send in a text question to the show, the only way you can do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. The last time Chris and John were on, it was one of the most popular revisited shows on this, because, you know, there's so much good information about a rod that you like. And if you miss something, it's so easy. You just go back on that Let's Talk Hookup app. You'll see the little icon with a picture of Chris and John. Click on that, and you can re-listen to the show if you missed a cool tip that you want to revisit later. Or if you miss a show, you can listen on your way home from work. It's just a great way to catch up with everything Let's Talk Hookup. And it's the only way that you can text in your questions. And speaking of that, make sure you include your contact info when you send us a text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you're the winner of that amazing prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. How that's going to work is at the end of the show, we're going to have a potential winner from the caller side, a potential winner from the texter side. John's going to flip the coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine who's got themselves a brand new Calstar, whether it be a caller or a texter at the end of the show today.
And you'll pick it up at Fisherman's Line and Tackle.
Have it ready to go for you with a big bow and your name on it.
So, the rod is a Calstar Graphiter.
Mm-hmm. 800 XXH. I will warn you, the last several times that there has been a rod left at Fisherman's Landing, there was a lot of drool marks, thumbprints. It likely won't be. They delivered it to us in the plastic. It likely won't be. The last few times, there was something about all the boys were pulling on it. It's just, I can't promise you that we're not going to pull on it. I can promise you it'll be about the nicest rod in your quiver, but I cannot promise you that the boys will leave it alone. We sure have a lot of fun and an amazing prize for one lucky caller or texter today. Again, if you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. I got to say a big happy birthday to my boy Waylon.
Oh, yesterday was birthday, Waylon.
Number two birthday. And
happy birthday.
Dallas, let me know that Wyatt and Waylon are listening in the car this morning. A big birthday party, so happy birthday, bud. Cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading your texts, catch supports, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, having lots of fun, talking fishing. And
phones are
yeah,
full.
That didn't take a whole lot of time,
yeah,
did
I mean,
it?
The texts are flowing through like crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about
unbelievable.
It.
Unbelievable. Hey, have some very sad news for our listeners. We lost a real friend and part of the family to Let's Talk Hookup. Ted Heckman passed away this past week. And Ted has been traveling and fishing with us for decades, like 30
yeah,
years.
Totally.
Just
a
like
great,
a great guy. He said he was just, we just fished with him at Haida Gwaii in August, he and his beautiful wife Sandy, and you said he came back so excited and had you rigging up a bunch of stuff for his next trip to Haida Gwaii.
I was so disappointed when I heard the news. He's a great buddy and a great fisherman and such a fun, easygoing guy to talk to. And yeah, exactly that. He, you know, they came back from their last trip to Haida Gwaii, and he said he was watching Corey just crush the lingcod, and you know, he wanted to try these things, and we found some rig that he saw online and wasn't available to buy. I'm like, we'll make that for you. So he and I sat down together and put all the stuff together for the next trip, but I was so disappointed when I heard, and just a great, great friend and a fisherman, and we're sad to not have a good bud to get to go fishing with.
Yeah, for sure. Gosh, Tim and Sandy went to Costa Rica back in the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Yeah. They went to all over Alaska with us, of course, Haida Gwaii.
Christmas Island.
Yeah, Christmas Island, and so many different trips with them all over the world, fishing with Ted and Sandy and their friends, too. They a lot of times brought friends along, too. But Ted just loved to fish, and so he was only 79, left us way too early, but he was just a great guy that we're all going to miss. So very condolences to Sandy and the entire Heckman family. And we're going to miss Ted Heckman for sure.
Yeah, well said, buddy.
Yeah. Anyway, let's jump back in the phones.
Phones are packed up. So much cool stuff to talk about. So much good information. Really excited to have the boys in here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's going to be a very busy morning. It's 833-288-0973. We're going to get things started this morning with Alex, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good morning, Alex.
This actually isn't a fishing rod question. It's actually a hoodie question and a t-shirt question. Went to Tackle Day, and you know, everybody was jumping on the great deals on the Chalstar rods, but man, we all wanted to get hoodies and t-shirts, and those things blew out of there. Are you guys ever going to make any more hoodies and t-shirts? I mean, I would love to get one.
We had more. We failed to pack enough swag in the van.
We didn't expect it to be so crazy.
We saw it. We will have t-shirts. We will have hoodies at PCS. That'll be our next time where we face the public with some of our swag. And at PCS, we envision that, you know, by rod, you'll be able to get a hoodie or t-shirt or sun shirt, and they're available for purchase as well. But we give those away with a rod purchase to support our dealers, support the show, and support that atmosphere over there.
Yeah, so will you be in March at the PCS in Costa Mesa? Will you also be in the Del Mar show?
We are going to be at Del Mar.
Okay, yeah. So you'll have swag at both.
Yes, as long as it's not all gone in Costa Mesa. Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, it was popular last time. Who's to say?
But yeah, sorry about that, Alex. That was definitely a miss on our part by failing to pack enough hoodies. They were very popular.
Yeah,
I think we were left with medium t-shirts.
You guys had a great deal. You buy a rod and you get like a t-shirt?
Yeah. I mean, it was just thanks to the generosity of Chris and John. That's exactly what it was. And it was just really cool. And
t-shirt or a hoodie.
It's easy to do. You make the best stuff. And, you know, our guys like buying CalStars. There's no doubt about it. It was very fun. And, yeah. And like, that's the, you know, let's be real, that's the cool uniform to wear around here. It's the hoodies that were given away at PCS last year. You see them all the time on the docks around here. It's the uniform, man. It was very fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, Alex, come to PCS and introduce yourself.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, Alex, and look forward to it. Hey, I have a great text here. It's from Louie in Northridge. He says, long-time listener, first-time texter. This is a question for Chris and John. I've been surface iron fishing with 100J since I was in my 30s. I'm now approaching 63 now. Quite honestly, I get tired of throwing the 100J. I can relate to that. And after a while, is there another CalStar jig stick you can recommend that is lighter, maybe a little shorter, and easier to handle? He says he's 5'6", and thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, great.
Good question.
G90, maybe?
Yeah.
G90.
Yeah, 90J, GG90J, which is the graphite glass composite. It's a little lighter and still has a pretty
and
good
tip. And it's 9 feet, right?
9 foot, yep. Has a glass-like tip performance, but with all the carbon in the butt section, it takes a lot of the weight out of there. So
GG90J.
GG90J, yep.
Okay.
That's probably the, I would guess that that is the long rod blank that we sell the single most of these days. It's there's no such thing as a single rod that will do everything, but that's about as close to it as you could get. Like, you could throw a Taddy 45 and catch a calico bass on a half-day trip with that surface iron rod, and then the very next day, you could jump on the Pacific Queen and, you know, and throw your two-fish jig and catch a 100-pound bluefin, and somehow that rod is still right for both of those scenarios.
Cool.
Being that it's got some graphite in it, it's a little bit lighter and it's easier to handle, and the diameter's a little skinnier than a traditional 90J. I think that's a fantastic rod. I really like that thing a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Or you could try a 900M, maybe. Maybe a 900M.
900M. Okay.
Which is a graphiter, or an 850M or 850H.
That's what,
8.5 foot.
That's what we built for Pete a while ago, because you were saying, you know, you were having some issues with your
My shoulder
from, you know, surf injuries and all those things. And,
casting
injuries. You know, still have a long rod, but if it's one of those days when you're just fishing all day long and it was starting to get to you, we made up an 850M.
Yep.
And just wrapped it a little bit differently. Did single wraps instead of triple wraps and used a lighter wire guide instead of it. Just did all the things that you can to make something lighter. Yeah. And it's amazing.
And it works.
How if you just add all those little things together, how different the rod can feel in a different way. You know, if you triple wrap with heavy guide, you make something bulletproof, but you can also change the componentry a little bit to really switch it up. And
that's my grid, man. That rod and the Trax 500 from Shimano, 65-pound Max Quattro.
I like it.
It's a bomber.
But, I mean, you now have a surface iron rod that almost feels like you're casting a bass rod.
Yes.
It's light. You
it's
know,
light.
You do all those
but
things.
But you can
really
still cast a jig a long way.
And you hook a 30-pound yellow, you're still in the driver's
not
seat.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it's not it's not bass rod strength, but it's light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that thing a lot.
And easier on the shoulders.
No doubt. Yeah. Well, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. It's I'm a CalStar guy. I don't get to go on too many trips, but I do like maybe 12 days a year. And
perfect.
My favorite jig stick is a Graphiter 800 XSH. That's a lot of rod for me, and I just like it because I fish my Trinx 500, and that's a great surface rod for me.
It's great. What we're giving away today.
There you go.
The other thing that I like so much about that 800XXH is you can still put that rod in your hands and cast a bait with it. And you have a rod that you could fish 80-pound line on, no problem. But if you really needed to, you can get a bait a long ways away from the boat. That's a very good casting rod that's still capable of dealing with a big one. I love that thing. Well, hey, John, appreciate the phone call very much. How about we jump right back in and talk to Terry? Terry's calling us from LA Gardens this morning. Good morning, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. This is just a question for a young fisherman at 86. I would like an information on a good all around rod for the tuna fishing off the boats.
And what when you say off the boats, are you tuna fishing like a day and a half multi day, or is this a half day, or are you going long range? What's the average length of trips you're doing, Terry?
A multi day, you know, two to 4 days.
Wow. What's the rod you can't miss?
875
right here. 875 800 800 H or 800 800 M. Something, you know, your number one rod that you would bring on a trip like this, Terry, is probably a 40 to 50 pound rod, and I would say 875H, 700H. If you want to go a little heavier, 875XH or 700H, something like that. Let's start there.
There's so many different versions that CalStar makes of the same thing, and to me, that's like the biggest positive. What are the attributes that, you know, when Terry's shopping for rod and You know, since I want an all-around rod, I'm with Chris. I would say if you're going multi-day fishing, probably the most common line size that we use for live bait fishing is 40 pound. And sure, sometimes it's lighter, sometimes it's heavier, sometimes it's fly line, sometimes it's sinker, and sometimes you're casting. But day in and day out, probably 40 pound is our most common fly line live bait on a multi-day trip. Kelstar probably makes 50 rods that fish 40-pound great. When somebody is in Terry's shoes and he's wanting to buy the right rod, like what are the attributes that a guy's looking for, or what makes all of the different 40-pound rods different? You know, you have fast ones and slow ones and longer and shorter. Like, what are some of the things that he should consider when he's trying to buy the right? Because the right rod for 40 for Chris might be a little bit different than what I like, and it might be different from what John likes. Mm-hmm. And you guys make all of those. What should a guy be thinking about or asking the people behind the counter when he's shopping for a rod like that?
Yes, Terry, I think you start with whether you want a reel seat or not and what you're thinking about. At 86, I'm not 86, but I love to use a rail, and I'll use a rail for everything, including 700M, 700MH. Mm-hmm. I'll put that on the rail and wind. I feel like when you put a really hard, steady wind on a fish, especially that color, and just put it on the rail and wind as hard as you can, you keep that tuna, especially bluefin, they love to do that crazy Ivan right near the end. You can keep that down. Just really grind on.
The rail is your friend.
Rail is your friend, and you can really do a lot as opposed to just moving it with your hand and pumping it. Sometimes they get a little bit ahead, and that's enough to let them change directions on you and shoot under the boat. But you want to think about reel seat or no reel seat, hypalon or cork tape, and then length is probably fundamental. And then the guide setups. If you buy us to the heavier side, you'll find a heavier frame guide. If you buy us to the lighter side, you'll find a lighter frame guide, like a medium end frame by Fuji as opposed to a heavy end frame by Fuji. The 800 XXH there has a heavy end frame by Fuji. And if you went to a lighter rod like a 700M, you would find a medium frame. And we're just talking about componentry and making a difference in a rod. That makes a difference in a rod.
Mm-hmm. John, as a rod maker, you are a real seat or no real seat guy? Do you like them both for different reasons?
I have a whole set of rods that have no real seat.
Uh-huh.
And I don't use them no more.
No.
everything has a real seat. Everything, yeah. But for years, yeah, it was no, yeah, real seat.
Yeah.
Whether it be buckhorn or cork tape, it didn't matter.
Yeah. But today the real seats are so good and lightweight.
Everything has a real seat.
And what about you, Chris?
Yeah, mostly all real seats.
All real seats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Including long rods?
Well, yeah, I'm an 800 double SH. It has a real seat in it. I've been grabbing some of the cork tape GG 90, 95Js and things like that. Those were cork tape rods. But we got so much feedback around 900s that we're probably going to introduce 900s with real seats as well.
I like that. Way too. Yeah, cool. That's awesome. Hey, with that said, we're going to talk about some great fishing out there, and it's time to find out what's biting. It is time for the Catch Report today with their sponsor, Summit Gasoline, at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Do you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait too, at nearly half the price of the others for ice at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And you can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on fuel at the San Diego Sports Arena. We got the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, is standing by. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
How's things?
Hopefully dry at this point after that week of rain we had there.
Yeah.
A little soggy the last couple days. But yeah, we got a nice morning here at the World Headquarters.
Made it a little tough to get some of those trips out there. Sea-Watch did run a few afternoon, morning half days there. A little bit of yellowtail in the counts in the afternoon. Some good deep water rock fishing in the morning there. About what we've been seeing there. And like I said, not a lot to report, but we do have some schedule, you know, shifts coming up this week. San Diego is down to Coronado Islands today, and they'll be running mm-hmm. through next week. And I believe after that they're going to be doing boat work. So this might be your last chance hop on to San Diego for the season there before they make some well-needed repairs and get cleaned up and ready for next season. We got the half days running next week. The Sea Watch will be running a few 3/4-day trips, that 7-4 trip, which maybe you want to do half day, but it's not long enough, but you're not ready to do the full day. So that 7-4 local trip is going to be a fun one. They'll be running those Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. And I believe we're also going to put those online next month. Going into next month, also, the new Seaport is going to be running the later morning departures, those 8:30 to 2 trips during the week. Still 2 trips on the weekend there. So, said, unfortunately, not a lot of fishing report, but we do have some changes on the trips coming through. We're still going to have lots of options for you guys. Like I said, we caught bluefin almost up till Thanksgiving this year, so pretty solid year overall.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yellowtail. Check the website, seaportlanding.com. Like I said, we got those half days up there. We got the full days on the San Diego through next week there. And, hey, they may still see some good fishing out the islands there. Keep an eye on that. Got those 7-4 trips, a little bit of change next month. So seaportlanding.com, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. We won't be open on Thanksgiving this year, so take that day off. Otherwise, man, we hope to see you guys out here. You know, hopefully in some nice weather this week. Got some people in town. Definitely bring them fishing.
Great call, Marcos. And how fun to do that local three-quarter day of the Sea Watch, Captain Chris. Yeah. What a fun trip that is. A great call. And, yeah, gentlemen's hours during the week on the half-day trip with the Seaport back in the water. Some great stuff going on at Seaport. Sure appreciate it, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Yeah, thanks. I might add, too, that a week from tomorrow we'll have Captain Max from the Pacific Voyager on the show, right here in the world headquarters, out of Seaport Sport Fishing.
I really enjoyed that last show that he and Ali were on together. That was a lot of fun. He's a great young dude and really, really fishing. That'll be a good show.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup coming up tomorrow. Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler. The next Saturday we have Taro Takayuchi from the Liberty, and then next Sunday, Max. So you don't want to miss any of those shows.
Good job, man. Yeah. It's always fun this time of year. You know, a lot of those guys are just grinding. So busy every day. Yeah. They're on their boats. They're taking care of their passengers. They're catching fish. And this is always fun because the exact same. Everybody's home, holiday time. Boats are getting tied up. So it's some fun. Let's talk hook up on the horizon. That's for sure. Wait, I want to remind you that part of the show is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book processing for your next long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can check out their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Just be sure you make your reservations for your next upcoming trip. And when we come back, we got a lot more of your Let's Talk Hookup, more of your phone calls, more great tech. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Chris and John from CalStar. Lots of fun. So much great information with these two guys in the studio this morning. One of my most favorite shows we do of the year.
Now, Chris, I don't know what your plans are in January, but American Angler just added a new Ken's Custom Reel trip. January 3rd through the 13th. 10-day trip. Because the wahoo fishing and the tuna fishing has been so good down there, that will be a good trip.
That is... It's still a great time of year to go. Yeah, I'm glad they put that trip back online. And, and how about getting to go with Ken?
Yeah, Ken. So if you want to go, there's still spots available, which never happens on a Ken trip, on the American Angler. And I'm sure it's Brian will be talking a lot about it tomorrow. So AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com, book on that real fast. Let's jump into the phones while we can, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Phones are absolutely packed up. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Great morning this morning. I've got a question about the differences you would use for different types of line. There's been a couple of guests this year that have said when the only guys getting bit are using 20-pound. So that could mean a combination of Power Pro and fluorocarbon, or it could mean mono. And for a question for Rick was, what would your choice be? And for the rod guys, would there be a difference in the type of rod I was used if I'm using the combo or just straight mono?
Well, I would say for me, if it's 20 pound, I'm a live bait guy. I like fishing live bait, and for the most part, I'm a Power Pro to a piece of fluorocarbon guy. There's always scenarios that the different materials that you use, you know, monofilament has more stretch, and if you were in a really, really rough day and the boat was rocking and rolling, there's something to be said maybe about having a little more stretch. But day in and day out, I'm a Spectra to a, you know, to a lesser and lesser length of fluorocarbon. I think there's always going to be pros and cons to both. You know, you have less stretch in your system when you go that way. It's a lot more apt to get into tangles. It doesn't cast as easy. You need to be a lot more on top of your bait when you're fishing that way. But that is my favorite. I like to get bites, and I think that a piece of Power Pro with a short piece of Seaguar Gold Label is probably the best way to get bites. And then knowing that, you then need to deal with all of the things that you've now taken out of the system. You know, maybe you need to give a little more, maybe you need to adjust your drag a little more, maybe you need to fish a little bigger hook or a little bit of barb. You need to maybe fish a little longer rod, so that becomes your shock absorber instead of the mono. Like
softer rod.
Yeah, there's other things that you need to do, but in terms of the line side, that's my favorite, and I would defer to these guys when it comes to rod and reel wise.
Yeah, I fish the same way. I like a short piece of fluoro to straight Spectra, and a lot of times for 20-pound, 30-pound Max Quattro performs really well with 20-pound line. Really helps
stuff
to get a
bite. Stuff is amazing.
It is.
So 30-pound Max Quattro, just straight 30-pound.
30-pound Max Quattro to 20-pound.
To 20-pound.
Fluoro. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And that helps you get a bite. And
super.
And I would fish a softer rod.
Like your new rod. Like
smart.
270-8 would be great. There's a lot of glass rods. 270. Even a glass West Coast deckhand 270-8. 270, if you want to fish a 7-footer, 270-7.
So well, I was amazed at that new GG 270.
That one has a great tip.
It has a great tip and a lot of power still, too.
Plenty of backbone.
You can
there.
Certainly fish that with 30-pound, too, I would think.
Yeah, you can fish it with 30-pound, sure. But, I mean, if I was going to pick an outfit here, I want to fish 20-pound, I want to get bit, It'd be a small light reel. Too bad they don't make the Trinidad 12 anymore, or something like that. but something like that, 30-pound Max Quattro to 20-pound fluorocarbon, and then GG 270-8. That'd be an awesome rod.
Does the graphite? I know that in a GG, there's a higher percentage of glass than there is in the graphiter. Does the graphite that's in a GG still provide better lift when you're? I mean, I know how great it is, you know, for lightweight and casting. Does that graphite still aid in the, you know, the lifting part of the fish as compared to an all fiberglass rod would?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the benefits of getting that GG rod is in addition to being lighter weight than fiberglass, that rod's also doing more of the work for you when you're pulling on a fish. Fair to say?
Oh yeah, you're getting probably about 30% more pulling power than a regular glass.
Wow,
that's a big deal.
Yeah,
that is a big deal.
And probably about 30% less weight. You know,
but it's that much less.
Yeah, wow.
But it still has that soft, spongy, like very comfortable rod to hang on to.
Right.
Like, you a lot of times in the rack at Fisherman's Landing, I kind of talked about that earlier. Like, well, you make all these different 40-pound rods. When a guy comes in to buy a 40-pound rod, we will often pull all three off of the rack. You know, we don't have any preconceived notions. Like, I try to, my favorite 40-pound rod that CalStar makes is a GG 6480. But I try to never let the customer know that ahead of time because I want it to be your favorite 40-pound rod. And we'll pull out an all-fiberglass version, the GG version, an 800 heavy, all different materials. And a person doesn't need to be a rod or material or component expert to know what feels good in their hand. Like, a good tackle store should pull all the things that are, you know, quote unquote, right for 40, and then you pull on these and tell me what's more comfortable to you, because, you know, this one might make your back feel a little different, or this one might make your arm feel a little bit different, but you know what feels comfortable, and like, of those three, like, I really like this one, and you just kind of start to dial in what's right for you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's try and sneak in another call, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? He's calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. You know, earlier on the show, they were talking about their place of employment, the epoxy floor and the lights. Now, is that a showroom that is open to the public, where we can come in and see your products? Although I do go to Fisherman's Landing, and Ricky and all his guys always show me great product and everything I need. But I'm just curious if that's a showroom you guys have up there, and maybe give an address if that's if you're able to go in there and look at the product.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your showroom is going to be Fisherman's Landing Tackle here. Rick is your host. Yeah. The CalStar is not open to the public. We do that just because, you know, it's open to dealers, and that's who we serve. And, you know, all of the, not only is it all LED lighting, it's a lot of natural lighting. Almost every work area has skylights in it, and that's part of this building.
That's cool.
So a lot of natural
light.
Plus
you've got
areas.
All the new LED lighting, too.
Yep.
It's got to be. It's a bright place. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Hey, great text here from Clint in Yucca Valley. It says, I have fished with Chris several times on the New Loran, on Ron's charter. Anyway, he is a fishing machine. Nice how he's building rods. Have a great day. So, one of your fishing buddies.
Thanks, Clint.
Yeah,
all right.
Definitely. That's cool.
There's no doubt. There's a lot of guys that have shared the rail with Chris, and we're just sure excited that, like you said at the beginning of the show, to have that kind of knowledge to be what puts into the rods. It sure is it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to get to see those things put to work.
Yeah. Gary Rogers also wants to know, what CalStar rod is your favorite for throwing a bomb at these larger grade wahoo that are being caught right now?
875XH.
875. Why?
It's a great 50-pound rod.
That's a graphiter.
7.5 foot, great length, plenty of backbone to pull on a wahoo. And unlike Pete Haynes, I think some tip is good for wahoo.
I think it
keeps them hooked. Pete Haynes, if you guys remember Pete Haynes from
how could we forget Pete Haynes?
How do we forget Pete?
Oh yeah, brother.
I have some 6 foot CalStars. This is your wahoo rod right here. This is a Pete
so
Haynes special.
Stiff.
Yeah.
So stiff.
Yeah, so stiff.
Oh, doctor.
Oh, doctor. Yeah.
No, that's a great at wahoo. A lot of mono. Almost go all mono. That mono stretches out and helps keep the hook in the wahoo.
So you like the mono just to helps keep the hook in.
On wahoo, yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes,
okay.
For sure.
All right.
And their mouths are so hard. That's why those who haven't caught wahoo, the mouths are so hard. You really need to get that hook in into their mouths. And sometimes the hook's never in there. When they gaff them, they open their mouth and the hook falls out.
The best thing is when they turn around and go the other direction and the hook can back out and get into the corner.
That's the best.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got him.
I'm a 7400H. That's my favorite. My favorite wahoo long rod. 7 foot, kind of fast tapered, 50 pound rod. I love that thing.
So just something that has a stiff, something not overly stiff, but something that has some backbone to it.
Yep. That's a great selection. Actually,
I
love that.
When I bought that rod, it wasn't available in 7.5. And now it is. So these dirty dogs, like, I'm gonna have to buy a new rod now. Cause I love the 7.5 foot length for casting a wahoo bomb.
Yeah.
And so I chose that 7400H. To me, it's my perfect rod. I
had 700H.
Mm-hmm.
That was mm-hmm. what.
This is an extremely similar rod, just a little bit faster version of it. Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming up. We got another full hour coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook, YouTube Live. We're going to say goodbye to our boys on the fan, but we got a whole another hour coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8th, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36 month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36 month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search for Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norse Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Electric. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.